This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Stocks moved mostly lower Friday afternoon as big tech stocks continued a sell-off that sent the S&P 500 back under the 5,000 mark. The S&P 500 fell about 0.3%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite slid 1.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 0.8%. The S&P 500 on Thursday notched 5 losing days in a row as investors absorbed disappointing earnings from Netflix. That weighed on hopes that quarterly earnings will meet high expectations to help revive the equity rally. Shares of the streaming giant, the first of the mega-cap techs to report, slid 8% in afternoon trading. Other tech stocks followed on the path down. Market darling Nvidia lost more than 4%, while Amazon saw a drop of close to 2%. Apple decreased about 1%. The market had come back from a deeper sell-off after Israel's retaliatory strike on Iran spooked traders overnight and spurred a rush to safe havens, such as gold. But investors are still on high alert, though Iran has confirmed the drone attack and said it failed. Stocks were already under pressure before the shock amid persistent uncertainty about Federal Reserve interest rate cuts. Friday brought results from Procter & Gamble, which raised its full-year profit forecast despite missing quarterly sales estimates. Also on the docket, American Express posted a profit beat as wealthy customers kept spending. Meanwhile, U.S. government bonds pulled back almost fully from their biggest rally of the year. The yield on the safe haven 10-year Treasury fell to trade around 4.6%. In commodities, Brent crude futures, the global oil benchmark, traded around 0.4% higher to around $87 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate crude futures were up 0.3% to roughly $83 a barrel. Gold increases cooled a bit after earlier gains, trading up 0.3%. Surprisingly, stubborn inflation has weighed heavily on markets in recent days, and a growing number of Fed officials are throwing cold water on the hopes that a rate cut will soon arrive. What was once a theory of interest rates staying higher for longer is looking more like a new normal. Current market wagers don't forecast a Fed rate cut until at least September, according to the CME FedWatch tool. That's a long ways off from when most interest rate traders thought the easing cycle would begin. As recently as last month, the markets were projecting a June rate cut. But hotter-than-expected inflation readings have scrambled expectations. And if an autonomous future was one pillar supporting Tesla's magnificent market valuation, an electric car cheap enough for most families was the other. But changes from inside the company and from outside forces are swiftly complicating that vision. Tesla's stock price is predicated in part on mass-market EVs and leading the paradigm shift in how most of the country gets around. But sky-high costs for autos, and especially EVs, have dampened consumer demand and extended any timelines for adoption. While governments are set on steering society toward the electric transition, legacy automakers are recalibrating the timing as they adjust to the waning demand. Several big players, including Ford and General Motors, have recently scaled back their EV plans, while others are relying on hybrid vehicles to start the shift. Just as competitors are leaning into cheaper hybrids and better-selling gas models, Tesla appears to be pivoting away from its long-anticipated entry-level EV and entrenching its position as a luxury automaker. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.